Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Hey guys, and welcome to the show. I'm sorry about that. I just was going a little crazy here. Thank you for joining the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show, and lock this number in to your phone, 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, thank you guys for listening. Those that are listening via cell phone, thank you. Those that are listening via my show page on Blog Talk Radio, thank you for listening to the show. Our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can call them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your tax needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I have a great show for you tonight. I know you're excited about it. And, you know, here's the deal. Some of you have figured it out on my show page. You know the title of the show. The title of today's show is The Fix of Viagra. The effects of Viagra. Now, I know a lot of you, well, I'm sure everyone has heard of Viagra. I'm sure everyone knows what Viagra does. But I wanted to talk about the effects of Viagra, okay? I've known some people to take the drug. I've never taken the drug myself, so I can't give you a first-hand experience account of anything like that. I don't need the drug, so I don't take it. You know, as I've been looking through these different things that I've been researching on this today in the last hour, is that it's like, you know, it's like taking chemotherapy or taking a cancer pill and you don't have cancer. Okay? So what I've read is that you shouldn't take it if you don't need it. Okay? Point blank. All right? So I wanted to educate some people about this, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, but I wanted to educate some people about this as well as educating myself. Remember, this is your show, and it's my show, but I want to educate people about some things. And as I educate myself, I also want to think that I'm educating you guys. So here we go. The effects of Viagra. Okay, what happens when a man first takes a Viagra pill? Okay? What I've found out is that absolutely nothing happens when a man first takes a Viagra pill. Okay? The maker of Viagra long has said the drug isn't an aphrodisiac, but many men who take it still expect to feel something, but they don't, okay? Among several men interviewed who have used the drug, not one of them experienced any feeling or sensation after taking the pill. The nothingness is so intense that the most common reaction is a slight panic that the drug isn't going to work. Okay? That's why work. That's why the worst fear that it wasn't going to do anything. Okay, and this guy tried Viagra 9 months ago. He tried it once 9 months ago when he believed job and financial stresses were interfering with his life, with his sex life. Okay, then after taking the pill, there was nothing at all. Okay, there was nothing at all. And he's a 33-year-old guy. He said he just felt completely normal. Okay, so you may not feel anything. Things are happening in the body. As the pill moves into the bloodstream, it starts to block an enzyme. It starts to block an enzyme. I can't read today. It blocks an enzyme called PDE5. Blocking the enzyme eventually increases blood flow to areas where PDE5 is most heavily concentrated, the penis, nose, and skin. Okay? Diminished blood flow to the penis is the cause of most erectile dysfunction problems. Okay? So how do we get it to start working? Okay? Now, it says that Viagra gets the blood flowing, but your brain has to be in the mood as well. Okay? The biggest misperception is that it changes your psychology and makes you want sex. Claims to do the experiences for the real people who take Viagra. But if you're sitting talking to grandma and you pop a Viagra, unless you have issues, nothing's going to happen. All right? Now, they say Viagra takes about 30 minutes to kick in. And men who normally don't have problems or who have only mild dysfunction say it takes only a minor stimulus, such as the brush of a hand, that wouldn't cause arousal under normal circumstances to trigger an erection. Okay. Such as the brush of a hand that wouldn't cause arousal under normal circumstances would trigger an erection. Okay, for men who have serious erectile dysfunction, getting things going may still require extra effort, partly because of nervousness or embarrassment about unsuccessful past attempts at intercourse. Because Viagra doesn't increase desire, it's not prescribed for men with desire disorders, such as low sex drive. However, if the man has lost interest in sex because he has had problems with erections in the past, Viagra may help. Okay? Now, another question, does taking Viagra make a man more virile? It might. A surprising new area of research is whether taking a small dose of Viagra every night works as a preventative to stave off impotence, just as people can take an aspirin a day to prevent heart attack. Though you wouldn't think you get much out of Viagra while you're sleeping, it turns out that nighttime erections, most men get 3 or 4 every night, are crucial to maintaining potency. Now, that's something that I didn't know. I don't know about you, but it says most men get 3 or 4 erections every night. Because most men don't have several erections during the day, the nocturnal erection, which allows blood and oxygen to flow to the genitals, is nature's way of keeping the penis in working order. The theory is that anything that increases the intensity and duration of nighttime erections is good for long-term potency. Okay? So what that, you know, that's saying is that, you know, you're laying in bed, you're sleeping through the night, but throughout the night, you're going to have, you know, 3 or 4 erections. Men. I didn't know that. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I didn't know that. It says, but don't you need a sexual stimulus for Viagra to work? Well, you do. And the likely trigger for nighttime erections, rapid eye movement sleep, is said to be the strongest sexual stimulus a man can experience. Rapid eye movement sleep. What is that? I don't understand that. That's the strongest sexual stimulus a man can experience. That's pretty wild. The brain shuts down all other activity to the penis, and the level of adrenaline, which interferes with erections, plummets. An Italian study of 44 men gave half the men 50 milligrams of Viagra before they went to sleep. The men averaged 39 years of age and didn't have erectile dysfunction. Those who took Viagra had significantly longer and more rigid nighttime erections than the men taking a placebo. Irvin Goldstein, a noted Boston urologist, says about 400 of his patients are using 25 milligrams of Viagra each night as a preventative measure. Men say, I'm potent. I don't want to become impotent. Is there something I can do? It's a very simple strategy for preserving sexual health. But while it makes sense in theory, where the nighttime Viagra use can prevent impotence is far from proven. Okay? Meanwhile, it's worth noting that the best way to prevent impotence is to keep your veins from clogging up in the first place. Don't smoke, eat healthy foods, lose weight, and lower your cholesterol. Okay? Eat better, guys. Stop smoking. Don't smoke. That'll help you get going. Now, a lot of people say that the Viagra is a four-hour, thing that has you going. But this thing says that might be what you hear from the roughly 6% of college-age men who use erectile dysfunction drugs for recreational purposes. A new study from the University of Texas and VA Boston Healthcare System. But while supercharging your rod may seem like fun, the study shows messing around with drugs like Viagra could seriously mess with your ability to perform. And that's why I say, guys, from what I've read, don't take Viagra if you don't need it. Okay? Keep doing what you've been doing. A lot of people say they take it just to see what's going to happen, but that's not good for you. Okay? It says what can help you have more vitality in bed, the natural way, is to boost your testosterone levels. And I'm going to give you some things that they say you can do to boost testosterone levels. All right? Researchers surveyed 1,200 college-age guys and asked them if they'd ever tried erectile dysfunction drugs for fun. And if so, why? The most common response, I was curious. Guys also said they popped a little blue pill to counteract the effects of alcohol, to increase firmness, and to impress a partner, the study says. Here's the problem. When not on erectile dysfunction drugs, recreational users reported problems getting hard and staying hard, decreased confidence, and less satisfaction with their sex life. Okay? So what's going on? Just as relying on sleeping aids can make it tough to fall asleep naturally, the doctor says that ED drugs can psychologically sap your mojo. Over time, recreational ED drug users may lose confidence in their ability to perform without the aid of these medications, and they may develop unreasonable expectations about their erectile function. Okay? The lesson here is obvious. Don't use erectile dysfunction medicines unless you actually need them. And if you do have problems getting or staying hard, try this before you ask your doctor to prescribe you something. Here's what they say. Eat more fish. Vitamin B3 or niacin improves blood flow and so can strengthen your erection. Okay? Eat more fish. Fish like tuna and anchovies. Peanuts and chicken. Okay, quit smoking. Multiple studies have shown that smoking cigarettes causes arterial damage, which doubles your risk for erectile dysfunction. The good news, men who quit puffing for even 1 week experienced a 40% boost in nighttime erections. Okay. Now, it also says take your supplements. Both Asian and American varieties of ginseng have been shown to increase arterial dilation and improve the flow of blood to your erection, indicates new research from Southern Illinois University. Try taking 900 milligrams once to three times a day. That's what it says. Now, I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits of the number are 863. 863. Caller, you're up on the show with Frank Williams. Hello?
Hello?
Caller, you there?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. No, hello, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's going on?
You got an interesting topic today.
Yeah.
It sounds good, but... My thing, if I all you had to do is show me a big, pretty brown thigh, if you had to give me a shot of Jack Daniels. And see, that'd give me, yeah, buddy, that'd give me through tonight.
Yeah, yeah, you know, the one-eyed monster go to work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, man.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't understand, you know, and you know, like I said, after looking up this information on it and seeing the, you know, the effects that it can cause, if you don't need it, you know, a lot of, like I say, a lot of guys take it just because they're curious about it. But
yeah,
you know, in after a while, it's gonna mess them up.
Hey, is it true also, man? I kind of got on the show kind of late. It's true that I also heard that Viagra also can cause blindness. It does something to your eyesight. Does your study show that?
Well, that's one of the side effects of Viagra. They said that it doesn't cause blindness, you know, long term blindness, but in the short term, yeah, it can cause blindness in the short term.
Yeah.
So I guess as it get going and as it wears off, you know, between that time you might not be able to see too well.
Well, I take my chance with the Jack Daniels and the pretty little brown thighs.
Hey, it hadn't let you down yet.
No.
So you know, I don't know why, you know, some of these guys take Viagra. I also heard today that some of these nightclubs, you can go in, you can get Viagra, and all these kind of drugs in the nightclub. And
nightclub,
they also
the Red Bull.
Yeah, and Viagra and a Red Bull in the nightclub.
Yeah.
If
you ever try the Viagra, it also increases your heart rate. So you drink a Red Bull, you can basically ask for a heart attack, man. I mean,
that sounds like heart attack city right there. Everything get the pumping a little bit
yeah.
more than normal.
Yeah.
But I mean, whatever, you know, I just wanted to do this because I wanted to get that out there that, you know, I knew that Viagra wasn't, as with most drugs you see on TV, you know, when you see them on TV, they talk about the drug and talk about what it can do for you. And then the next thing they turn around and talk about, well, you know, it may cause liver damage and may cause heart failure. It may even cause death, but it's gonna help you with this and that. So
right.
That's the same thing with Viagra. And like they say, when you first take it, you don't feel anything. It take about a half hour for it to just get into your bloodstream and start to work.
Right.
So it's that's something that's I don't know why you, unless you're having problems now, I don't know why you would take a Viagra pill.
Right.
You know, unless you're having problems.
Well,
so until you start having problems. Don't take the Viagra.
Thank God I'm gonna knock on the wood. I ain't had that problem yet.
That's it.
Yeah, well.
I know you getting on up there, you know. You came out of high school in 73. I know you're getting on up there, but you know, don't do it if you don't need it.
But the old troops said, they say, how about the pot talking about the kill? Okay, pot, I'm gonna let you have it. We'll talk at you later, man.
All right, man, I appreciate you calling. All right.
You got it.
Yeah. So, guys, I got a little over a minute left in the show. But, again, I appreciate you guys listening to the show. And I know a lot of you been listening and didn't want to call in and comment on this subject. But, yeah, I mean, I have fun with this. But it's really serious. And the seriousness about it is that, you know, don't do it if you don't need it. Like I said at the opening of the show, you know, thinking that away is like taking a cancer drug and you don't have cancer. So you don't need a erectile dysfunction drug when you don't have erectile dysfunction. So don't do it. Don't take it. You know, take your time and do it right. So thank you guys for listening to the show. I appreciate you guys listening to the show. Have a great evening. Have a great day at work tomorrow. Join the show 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Hey, I like this, y'all. Here we go. something I do after the show. I'm going to start doing this after the show every day. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of what
if
I do.
Take up my time.